Bringing you the best of the Edmonton music scene. This is your Sonic Local Spotlight with the Provincial Archive.
Welcome to the Booster Juice Listener Lounge. I'm here with Craig of the first ever local spotlight band, the Provincial Archive. Welcome, man.
Thanks for having me.
First off the top, who is the Provincial Archive?
A band from Edmonton, a trio. We sort of got our start in 2009, and we have four records to our name. The most recent coming out in November of 2015.
And that's a self-titled. Why wait so long on the self-titled? Isn't that your get-out-of-jail-free card? Isn't that your center bingo stamp? You could have done that right off the top.
Yeah, the self-titled record, I have always understood it as being your revealing moment of who you are. This record in particular came after two of our band members left the band. We sort of reformed at the last minute, really, before going into the studio to track these tunes. As a result, we felt very solidified as well as a group. And so it felt like an appropriate moment to name a record with the band name.
A cheater, and I made a mistake just by coming here. Sunday mornings were for cleaning up, but my church clothes don't fit me like they used to. They're small.
Chatting with Craig from the Provincial Archive, your very first local spotlight band here on Sonic 102.9. In the last year, Edmonton has lost the Artery, Wonder Bar, and Pawn Shop. A bunch of venues closing down. Yeah. But as anyone who's been around a music scene long enough knows, that's how the scenes go.
Yes.
Venues pop up. You try not to fall in love with them. You inevitably do. They go away. It feels like the end of the world, but new ones do pop up as time moves on. Yeah. Is there any commentary on the Edmonton music scene? Where do you think it's at and maybe what it needs right now?
I think that the Edmonton music scene is flourishing. Venues come and venues go, but people make up a music scene, and all of those people are still making art. I think our scene is strong, and I think that our scene is very creative and very interesting. Edmonton is, in many ways, separated from the centers of the musical universe in Canada. And on the one hand, you could look at it as a bad thing because it's maybe more difficult for us to reach out. But on the other hand, it allows people in this city to create interesting music without the influence from those center of the universes elsewhere in the country.
So we're still undefined, and that allows us to be formless and move forward in whatever we want to do.
Yeah, that is an articulate way to put it.
You know, Counselor Scott McKean's answer was, just get people in front of the bands.
In order for the scene to flourish,
all you have to do is give them a taste of what it feels like and the exposure, because the music's already there.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's really important. The spaces where that happens are comfortable for everybody in the city to be there. That's a really important part of a strong music community. Having those venues that are accepting of everyone can create a community or a center of a community for every type of music. And that can make a really, really strong music scene.
So how do you make people feel comfortable in a venue? I mean, clean bathrooms.
Hospitality, a clean place where you would want to spend your time.
Yeah, then you can get your friends to come too.
Yeah.
And they're not going to go, no, I'm not. That place smells like pee.
Exactly.
With Craig from the Provincial Archive, your very first local spotlight band here on Sonic 102.9.
We're going to be playing their song, Bad Connection. Do you want to tell us about that jam a little bit?
The cool thing about Bad Connection and the record in general was that we tracked it live as a band all at once.
With Mr. Nick Kozub, live off the floor.
Yeah.
That intrigues me a lot.
We didn't use a click track or anything like that, so it felt very pure at the time. I think that that's super interesting. And Bad Connection is about the ongoing disconnection from yourself with people that you have strong relationships with at one point in your past, and the development of that relationship and the demise of those relationships.
So it's sort of like you're sacrificing small parts of yourself in order to be connected to other people, and then when you let those people go, you find yourself again? Is that way off?
That's close. I guess what I would say is that we define ourselves partly by the people that we surround ourselves with, and in anyone's struggle to connect and maintain friendships, maybe you change parts of yourself that you're unhappy about. And when those friends and relationships disappear naturally, as they do, you have altered yourself. And it's difficult to understand and reconcile who you are now with who you were then.
Event listing section on sonic1029.com, you'll see all about their upcoming local spotlight show. Please come with us. Obviously, it's a lot of fun, and it's a community thing that a lot of us have become addicted to, and it's as open and as welcoming as we talked about in this podcast, the Provincial Archive. Huge thanks to Craig for doing this